T-minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zero, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Tower cleared.
Here, we got a roll program.
And as Apollo 11 does its roll program, this podcast now does its roll program. The tape is rolling. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. My name is Grant Cameron, and you're listening to the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. Thank you for taking time from your life to be here.
Welcome to the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. Today I'm going to do an episode on the alien autopsy film. Most people know that I was the first person to receive the alien autopsy document after the Wilson leak document. I was given it by James Rigney, and he actually told me that he really didn't think the alien autopsy document should be released because he wasn't too sure that the case was for real. Since the alien autopsy ran on TV in 1995 on Fox, it's been a very controversial subject. I've done a couple of interviews. I did one with Maurizio Beata, who saw a version of the film in 1995 in London. I was lucky enough to get an interview with Ray Santilli, who was the man who bought the film in the United States. And I'm very familiar with all the controversies that have gone on about it. The one story that Ray Santilli had stated a number of times to me and others was that the film had deteriorated, and that they had between 1 minute and 16, I think Santilli told me it may have been as much as 2 minutes of actual film that was recovered, and that they had created the alien autopsy based upon these frames of film. There's a book that may be coming out eventually where somebody actually does analyze the film. They go through the film frame by frame rather than watching it at full speed and actually confirm that, yes, there are frames of film that do not match. Certain parts of the body will be different in different parts of the film, and that is because these pieces of film were stuck into the recreation that was done. Anyway, what happened was today Ray Santilli and his partner in the United States have put the one frame of the film up for auction. And the starting bid is close to $1 million. So it's going to be up for, I think, 3 days. So I interview in this first part Colin Wolford out of the United Kingdom, who runs the Alien Autopsy Facebook page. And I bring in Chase Williams, who is runs Strange Recon podcast. He was the first person that I gave the alien autopsy document to, and he helped me. He was an advisor to it when I didn't know what to do with the document. I brought him in, and we have this discussion that you'll hear about this film. This will be a part one of the series on this piece of film, which is being run in British newspapers tonight, so you're going to see this all over the newspapers starting tomorrow. The first interview we have with Chase and with Colin, and in part two, which I did this evening, which we will run tomorrow, I have Gary Shufield, who is a partner to Ray Santilli, and he actually talks about why this piece of film was put up. Backing the fact that this is a legitimate piece of film. That's a very interesting interview. That will run tomorrow. But here's the first part of the interview dealing with one frame of the alien autopsy film, which is now up on an auction site for bid. And we'll see if anybody buys it. Very interesting new development to the alien autopsy video, and they did state, when I talked to Gary, he did confirm the fact that it's being put up at this very moment is because the UFO subject is very hot, and they said they would give it a try and see if anybody buys one frame of the 1 minute and 16 seconds of actual film that they recovered of a crash of a flying saucer that I think they stated occurred May of 1945, just before Roswell. You'll have to excuse the quality of the audio. We ran live with this on YouTube, and it was very hard to get the audio off. They don't make an audio file for you, so we had to recreate the audio. It's not the greatest audio, but it is important stuff that's being discussed. So, good morning, good afternoon, good evening in the UK, where we are talking today to Colin Wilford, and I have my assistant researcher on this topic, Chase Williams, joining me from Texas, and my assistant, Desta Barnaby, is in the background producing. In Canada, we used to have a show called, what's the name of the show? As It Happens in Canada, which was a live show that went every day for an hour and a half, from 6:30 till 8 o'clock, and it was the latest breaking stories of the day, all sorts of weird stories about UFOs and behind-the-scenes stuff on news. So this is what I'm doing today. I figured I saw this story about the alien autopsy, and we're going to get into this. I got dragged into this with getting the document from Australia. I put the document out, and then Chase helped me with the document. Chase was involved from early on, and we've bounced it back and forth. And today there's a development, and so I wanted to get Colin on today to bring us up to date on the latest information that's happened, and maybe give us some background on the story, the alien autopsy story, and what has happened today, because I don't know if this is linked to all this other UFO stuff that's breaking now, or what's going on, but we needed an update, and I haven't really read the story. I just sort of know what the basic story is. So welcome, Colin, and thanks for joining us, and thank you, Chase, for joining us. So what happened today, Colin, and is it important?
Well, it's interesting because, yeah, I did get notifications for anything that mentions the alien autopsy subject or Ray Santilli, and just to fill people in, like, if you have been living on another planet, then that story was like, that was like, now 26 years ago, 1995, there was a big deal about claims of an autopsy piece of footage that was shown on Fox TV, August 28th, 1995, Fact or Fiction with Jonathan Frakes, and it was a huge buzz. It was a massive, you know, it's a huge thing because it was literally an autopsy, black and white, supposedly of an alien being carved up on an autopsy table, allegedly from a crash, which later, it was marketed as Roswell, but I mean, something I always make clear, because I have my own group about it on Facebook, the alien autopsy analysis, and the claim was that this was the footage of the Roswell crash. It later transpired, if you believe the cameraman, that this was a crash, funny enough, in Socorro, which is quite, you know, still in the news with other incidents we may know about, but a crash in May 1947, but actually predating Roswell. May 31st, 1947. So basically, this footage was shown. It caused massive controversy around the world. It was reshown, I believe, two more times on the Fox network. It actually made a lot of money. Let's not, you know, we can't deny that this generated a lot of money. There's no money to be made in UFOs, but unless you're Ray Santilli, because he actually had supposedly this footage of a being being autopsied by a number of doctors, one woman nurse, we can see a guy behind the viewing mirror. And this has been a very controversial piece of film for, you know, 26 years. As I say, it was the anniversary, 25th anniversary was last year, 2020. It still became even more, he died down, the story kind of changed, and Ray marketed it as a genuine alien autopsy or whatever it was. I don't think originally he said it was an alien. He didn't know what it was. The cameraman said he worked for the military and he was part of the photographic team or the main cameraman in that room in a lab in Dallas-Fort Worth. And so I mean, he kind of went by that story until about 11 years later. Then he kind of changed, and he sort of, they brought out a comedy English film here with a few American Hollywood actors in it, and it kind of changed them from being a recreation film, and the story being that the film from these canisters supposedly brought over, I don't know if it was like, there's some confusion in how many canisters, but he brought at least over 20 different canisters, or possibly up to 3 minutes on each canister, these old film old cameras, and he brought these over to England, and they oxidized. So basically the story now, some 11 years is suspicious for me, because I do go from the angle that there was a conspiracy behind this controversial subject. But the basic news story as of 2006 was it was a recreation, basically, and that the original film oxidized, so that then had to remake it. They had to bring in a model maker called John Humphreys. There's some further claims that the guy filming it was a gentleman called Spiros Malaris, a magician who I've had a few arguments with over the years, and that's all sorts of other controversies. We're not to find a point on it, but that's sort of the story up until 2019, when Kit Green, I think the memo came out, I believe it was just the year before the COVID, so that all kicked off with, you know, the Edgar Mitchell stuff, and basically what those memos were saying was that, you know, Kit Green, as of 2001, I believe, he this email chain or whatever correspondence, he was implying that, you know, he, to his knowledge, that was something he'd saw at the Pentagon in 1987 or 1988. He wasn't quite sure, but after he left the CIA and he'd been brought in to view this footage, and he has kind of backtracked a little bit, because he actually authenticated it, saying that, you know, the footage is genuine, blah blah blah, it's what I saw in the Pentagon. So again, this brought up the subject as being, well, you know, is it a recreation? I mean, is it based on a real piece of footage? You know, my contention was it was always a real piece of film. It got out there and they had to sort of do a damage limitation. So that's a short story. I could talk much longer about that. And then there's other pieces of film as well, not to be, just to briefly mention, there's a piece of debris footage. It runs a couple of minutes of supposedly some of these hand six-finger panels, because the being on this film was a six-fingered being, not like a four-fingered one we hear about in Roswell. And there's also this mysterious other autopsy where the being's legs are both intact. So another, supposedly there were four beings in this crash, and they were female, or at least they appeared to have female genitalia. So it's all very interesting. And so, yeah, that was a current story. So the latest thing now, I guess, was everything that's been going on. I get these notifications, so I do get anything to do with the autopsy or race sanctuary, I do get the email through. And I was looking at this literally about see about just after 2 o'clock, I got the email saying, now this was a post on something, you know, you have to forgive me, because I'm not a massive crypto fan. I've got enough things to contend with, and I know a lot of people, all these sort of currencies, and you know, it goes over my head, so I know some people probably understand this more than I would, but this is something on that popped up, and I found an article which I can read for, but they actually provided a link to something called a site called rareribble.com, and basically the claim here, and this is clearly or supposedly being posted by Ray Santilli. I'm not saying it is Ray, but he has got his face on there, so it's either someone who is Ray or is representing Ray, possibly his colleague Gary Shufield, who was his partner, supposedly in purchasing the footage from the cameraman. And basically, what he's saying on this site, which again, I've never even heard of this site before, but he's saying, and I'll just read it out because it's quite a short little blurb here. It says, after purchasing the original Alien Autopsy negative 60mm film frame, will be sent to you by special delivery alongside copies of the CIA correspondence which validates the film. So basically, he's offering to sell this still frame from the Alien Autopsy, albeit this frame, to make this subject even more complicated, and there's so many different things that have been thrown at it, that, I mean, I think, Brian, you've mentioned before how they seem to just throw up loads of different stories, that it's so suspicious that it's all that type of distraction. They don't want, you know, they just want you to, you know, give you four different versions of the story, and then no one knows what the truth is. So he carries on, the debate over the existence of extraterrestrial life was settled when the CIA authenticated the most famous piece of UAP evidence. So he's kind of using this UAP term here, which we all know now about. And obviously, yeah, I think when he's referring to CIA, he's referring to possibly Kit Green's original comment on the, you know, through that thread back in 2001, the Alien Autopsy film. Now, for the first time ever, a piece of that history is available to own. So basically he's selling it, and he's saying on the 25th, Wednesday 25th of May, which is 2021 today, a mind-blowing NFT of a frame from the film will be auctioned off on Rarible, the largest decentralized creator centric NFT marketplace. To make this item even more historic, the buyer will also receive a physical 16mm frame from the original frame. The starting bid is 450 WETH, which is WETH. I'm not quite sure, I guess that's a cryptocurrency of some sort. The frame clearly depicts the autopsy of an extraterrestrial said to have crash landed in Roswell, New Mexico in August of 1947. I think that's then sign up to bid now at Rarible. So basically, he seems to be offering this still frame, which is, if you look at the frame, this image it looks very similar to that from the alien autopsy, but this frame first appeared actually in the Daily Express newspaper about 2017. And it wasn't particularly clear. It looked very similar to it. So I think the claim is then that he's saying that if you go by the 2006 story, basically, that it was a recreation, that this is one of the original frames of the original alien autopsy, and what you saw in 1995 on Factual Fiction was just a recreation supposedly made by John Humphreys, filmed by Spiros, and so forth. So basically, the crux of the matter is it seems to be, and he's got like a minimum bid here. I mean, I don't understand, this is the minimum bid, 450 WETH, and then it goes up to something like, I'm guessing there's that 1 million or some 1,192,416. So I don't know if that's the minimum, or that maybe that's the max. I don't really understand it, to be honest. So I'm not an expert on that. And so it's back in the news. Is it, is it all distraction? Is there something more coming on the alien autopsy? Is it muddying the waters? It's open for debate. I think Dave Altman's I did message him in a little chat, or just messaged him, with Gary Schuchler.
I hate to interject, but just for the audience, I mine Ethereum, which is ETH or ETH, and WETH is called Wrapped Ethereum. It's another tokenized version of the Ethereum coin. Minimum bid on this is 450 ETH, which current market value is about, it's pretty expensive. That's 450. I don't know what the exact value of ETH right now is, but let's say it's $2,000. So it's about $900,000, which is in that ballpark. Curious. Sorry, Colin, I don't want to interrupt there. Oh, it's right here, 1.192 million.
NFT. Do we know what NFT actually is? I know it's like a blockchain.
This stands for non-fungible token. That's what it stands for. So it's it's a digital. If any of you guys and gals are familiar with some of these old school multiplayer online games where you might have gotten on eBay and bought a sword for a character on WoW or World of Warcraft, or you could think of a non-fungible token as just a non-duplicatable digital item. It can be a painting. In this case, it's a version of is a photograph of this. And there is blockchain technology behind it, which makes it secure and non-duplicatable. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the original article that I actually received was with CryptoSlate.com, and it's, the title is UFO Sighting Authenticated by the CIA. CIA is getting sold as an Ethereum NFT. So, yeah, that's...
Now, there are no bids on this yet. So, Ray Santilli that's selling this, he's asking 450 wrapped Ethereum for it, or current value 1.192 million. Auction ends in 2 days, 13 hours, a little more, 20 minutes.
So you're on the site where they're auctioning? Are you on the site where they're auctioning? Yeah.
Yes.
So it is actually
Rarible is RARIBLE.com, and if you go to Rarible's homepage, you'll see this at the top, and the banner is the first top left featured NFT for sale, original alien autopsy film frame. I wonder if anybody's going to bid on this. Now, the really curious part of this, Colin, to me, is the fact that he's claiming that copies of the CIA correspondence, which validate the film, will be included in the sale of this. The sale of this, is that right? Have any of you seen that? Have we ever seen correspondence?
Well, the only thing I can say is that we have the document that you were involved with, that I gave you the document when I first got it.
Sure.
And Kid Green had a conversation with Richard Dolan and confirmed that the document is legitimate. So that may be what they're claiming. Because I can't see, it doesn't make any sense to me. The CIA is not going to validate a document for some private person about an alien. That's the last thing that's going to happen there. It's not like they're in that kind of business.
CIA correspondence. Yeah. So it's likely this email communication. Yeah.
There is someone on Twitter who I was sort of directed to, called Roswell NFT at Roswell NFT on Twitter, and they seem to have just sort of appeared the last few days, sort of advertising this. I don't know if that seemed to be based in California, and I believe I did an interview with Gary Shoupford, his Ray Santilli's partner, last year, and I believe he was based in LA, so I don't know if that is actually him, but I did question about, you know, because I put up an image from the alien autopsy, and I said, well, here's a clearer one, and it's free, and it's one of that. So I put up an image from that original 1995 film, and they replied, but it's also not the original frame, it's from the CIA verified film, and I replied, well, you know, that's open for debate. I mean, Kit Green was talking about the movie footage released in 1995 originally, and not this still image, though it's similar. I would like to see the photo authenticated. How do you plan to do that? So that they haven't replied to that, and I'm not sure how they're planning to authenticate such a thing. So I guess the question is this just more smoke and mirrors? Is this an attempt? I mean, I've said on my page, my alien autopsy Facebook group analysis.
Mentioned the fact you do have the Facebook group. That you're and that you were involved from 1995 on, right?
Yeah, I've been 90 years first gone since 1990. I've been following when it happened. I bought the original VHS, which is quite rare now, the mail only one, which actually had that piece of footage of the entry supposedly into the lab in Dallas Fort Worth, which wasn't actually on the cell phone video. It's literally a couple of frames that Bob Schell investigated at the time. There was much controversy, and there's been some claims that people have said that that's from a baseball, the room where the baseball players prepare for the match or whatever. And there's all sorts of claims and counterclaims. But I've been involved, you know, following it, and I've done a number of lectures here. I was invited out to Laughlin last year for the UFO Mega conference, which I did manage to do, but there was some, let's just say, litigious claims by certain people to not be able to speak there, although I did speak in a limited capacity. And it's, you know, it makes you wonder why something so controversial and seen by millions of people now. I think, you know, the claim is that more people have seen that piece of footage than probably any other, you know, UFO stroke alien type film. So why it still causes such controversy, you know, I can leave up to, you know, the viewers to decide. But for me, it's still very much a hot potato with regards to the whole, you know, crash retrieval, you know, especially with what's happening lately with, you know, Jack Vallée. I've just got his book through, and I saw your interview the other day, and it's, you know, talking about, obviously, another crash not too far away in New Mexico, 1945. So yeah, I don't think this story is going to go away anytime soon. I did see that Philip Mansell, who I've sort of had a few cross words with, but we're still sort of, I guess, I don't know, on friendly terms, who knows. But
Philip certainly doesn't believe that the film is authentic. By the way, for our benefit and for the viewers' benefit, if you go to rarible.com and you go to this listing and you click on Ray Santilli's profile, and on the profile you can select created, it's list on sale, collectibles created, things that are attached to his personal profile. There are a few items. He's got some things for sale. Hendrix Electric Ladyland, original Monkees tickets, early Rolling Stone stuff. But he has one thing here that's listed as not for sale called Alien Hated. And the description is an unknown entity caught on camera in 1992. It's a very curious photograph. I don't know if any of you might be interested in that, but it's
Are you able curious to share your screen? Maybe you can share your screen and show us.
I can't, but I can just turn this around. This is a different device.
if that's, is there, can you see that? Okay.
Are you able to ask questions on that? Because, I mean, if they're putting this thing up for sale on Rarible, are you able to question them and stuff like that?
That was my question, and it doesn't seem like there's any way to discuss this with.
Questioning a seller. I mean, it would make. I can't see how you could sell anything on there if it's Rarible, unless you can ask the guy
what
questions.
But I tell you what, I mean, if he's selling this thing for $1 million, maybe we could get him on the show and ask him to talk about it. I mean, if he wants to sell it more, I mean, it looks like there's only 7 people that have liked or hearted this sales page.
Oh. Of course, the story's just got another
hour,
too. Yeah.
So,
I think you have to be a member to actually comment, don't you? Is that it? Because I tried liking it or something.
You know what? That may be it. Let me try and log in here. I think I have a connection account.
Oh, there you go. You're a Rarible guy. You got lots of money, I guess.
No, I don't know about that. I have an account.
We'll pull our resources together and we'll buy it for ufology, I grant my
Well, while he's looking at that call, talk to me about your Facebook site, because you're pretty much the alien autopsy guy.
Yeah, I mean, back when, you know, people were still, you know, saying, oh, you know, most people would say it's, they've admitted, but, you know, what you see on most comments on YouTube now is like, oh, they admitted it was blah, blah, blah. So I guess it could be seen that I did quite a brave thing by putting up a group back in 2015 saying, calling it alien autopsy analysis and using frames, looking at all the characters, looking at, there's so much to the story. I mean, it is one of the most, I mean, even Philip will admit how big, you know, the book, he brought out a republished book of with lots of new information or documents rather. But so back in 2015, it's called Alien. If you go on Facebook, you don't have to join, you just check it out for free. It's just Alien Autopsy Analysis, where I question the whole, not only just the alien autopsy footage, because a lot of people don't even know that's, for instance, that other piece of footage with the hand panels and the debris on the table, which is very intriguing in itself. But so obviously, supposedly connected, because the panels have, like I say, these 6 fingers, which would seem to be these beings. Also, you know, the claims of this other autopsy, which a number of researchers like Maurizio Beata, Philip Mantle and his wife, Reg Presley, Colin Andrews, all saw for a very limited, or I believe, I think Mr. Beata saw it maybe twice with Reg. They were lucky enough to actually get another viewing in Ray's office in April 1995, and so for them that was the first actual footage they saw. So for where most people have only ever seen the original, you know, what we saw on August 1995, these few researchers actually saw this other autopsy that was actually far more graphic, gynecological type thing, and that's an interesting story in itself. And I know Maurizio's talked to Paola Harris about that, and you know Philip's, you know doesn't deny this, but people have seen it. I think Ray sort of walked back, even like having knowledge of this other piece of footage. It is one of the great mysteries, one of the things I bring up. But yeah, my crux, or what I say in my group and it's pinned to the top, is that, you know, I believe there's an ongoing conspiracy behind the alien autopsy. I think something happened, that they had that footage, that the authorities didn't know nothing about it. He was able to mark it, he was able to bring it over to Heathrow, as he originally claimed. Bits of his stories have since changed. I do believe that closer to publication that certain people got closer to him. I think there was break-ins, that there was, I mean, that's a fact, that's break-ins that was documented by not just, you know, by a number of people at the time, told to Reg Presley in his book. So there's a whole lot more to it from people. You know, if you're just going to think that it's just that, you know, suddenly they, you know, it was all a hoax, and we still haven't seen any of the claims. You know, these bodies were apparently, you know, literally, if you believe that there were models were cut up and put in bins around London, they were supposedly filmed in a flat in Camden and not a lab in Dallas, Fort Worth. So yeah, very controversial, and it certainly got me into a lot of trouble. I've had a few death threats, weird things with my phone and all sorts of strange things over the last, especially since Kit Green, that sort of accelerated thing. When that information came out, it sort of take more darker tone, although, you know, I was getting some conflict with certain people before then. So, yeah, it's one of those ones where you've got to really the devil is in the details. I say, you know, if you, it's not easy for just convince people if you're not going to look at all the stories, the characters involved. People like Bud Trischel, who's now, I think he's, you know, he's still serving 28 years for, you know, I'm suspicious about what happened to him and how he was kind of framed, because he gave a lot of credibility to the alien autopsy back then. But yeah, what can I say? It's a big deal. I should say that Philip, Dave Altman, I think you know Grant, don't you? He's kind of involved in the Hollywood sort of side of things. He's friends with Gary Shoefield, and I believe he's giving possibly some interviews. So I did sort of reach out. He might want to reach out and maybe get.
Yeah, we did, but he just gotten up. He was supposed to join us, but he got. So I think he did talk to Gary. So explain who Gary was and what was his role.
Well, Gary Shoefield was his partner. So basically, 1992, this story, although we sort of pick it up in 95 when it became public, and Reg Presley talked about it, January 95, he mentioned it on TV. The actual story officially goes that 1992, Cleveland, Ohio, Gary Shoefield and Ray Santulli had flown out to get some Elvis, some rock and roll film maybe, not just for Elvis, but... So like a trade fair, or you know, this is before the internet, and they were looking to get some footage, and then they put things in newspapers in the Ohio, I guess Cleveland, Ohio area, of you know, rock and roll footage. There was supposed to be this missing one of the early footage of Elvis Presley singing, and there's some counterclaims about. Is everyone still with us? Yeah, so there's some counterclaims about, you know, was this cameraman the one who sold the Elvis footage, or was it someone who knew the camera? It doesn't really matter. Supposedly, Gary and Ray, Ray was the only one went back to this cameraman who told him, would you be interested in buying some of this other footage? And supposedly, he and Ray flew to Clearwater, Florida, where he projected the original, I guess, alien autopsy onto the wall, and obviously Ray was sort of invested from that moment on, but was not able to arrange enough money, I think he put a down payment down. So Gary is kind of not as, he wasn't there for the original showing, but certainly he is seen as the major partner of Ray, and I did do an interview with Gary last year during when the lockdown, which was interesting, but you know, from my perspective, I feel like they're still being manipulated by people from behind the scene. It's still a very touchy subject. I think, you know, they're going to stick by their story that it's a recreation, and I just feel like, you know, this goes along with it. This story today just seems like an attempt to, you know, Ray gets, you know, made out, you know, he's just in it for the money, and clearly anyone just coming from this subject, they're going to say, well, he's clearly just interested in all this crypto and whatever the equivalent, you know, so you're not going to have a good appreciation of the person, even though if you never met him, you know, you'll go along with the story that it's all a scam, he's in it for the money, and I'm not sure how they're going to authenticate you know, this photo, for, you know, if they haven't done it before, they're not going to do it now, so yeah, I feel like it's a bit of a deception yet again, and they're trying to take you away.
It does, however, seem like Chase just showed the screen there that he is selling other stuff that fits in, like the Beatles, the monkey tickets, and stuff like that. Where it does appear that it's coming from Santulli's page that he is actually trying to sell this thing, as opposed to like some scam that, you know, the Weekly World News put out or whatever.
No, I 100% believe that. I mean, it's him, but what I'm saying is I believe that there may be some pressure on to actually put this image out and cause sort of controversy and maybe, you know, make people, you know, because he basically he's not seen as like an honest person. So anyone who's like trying to make, you know, $1 million or whatever he's trying to make from this image, then he's not gonna be respected in my view, and that's sort of going to bring doubt over. The original footage. He was involved in the movie, the memorabilia. He's involved with music. He's done lots of stuff in the music industry. So, you know, he's a successful man. He's made already. You know, he must be a millionaire. I don't think there's any denying that. So it's just a question of what the motive is. You know, what do they want you to think? What do they want you to think about the alien autopsy? What do they want you? What footage do they want you to accept? Do they want you to accept that photo? Do they want you to think that the original footage that was shown is, you know, just a complete scam and made by a model maker? These are the questions that people need to ask, really. It's
Is that are you going to update this on your Facebook? Because we're
going to... I already did it. I did it within seconds of it going about, you know, like four hours ago. So it's all, I've done like three bits already. And you know, I did say to, you know, to Dave Altman, you know, if you can get Gary, I'm happy to talk to Gary. And, you know, if they're trying to, you know, if they, I kind of get the impression that they've been told to do this. That's my own personal impression. You know, I said other views are available, you know, but I did get the impression that they've been told to sort of market it this in a way, maybe to make people more cynical about the reality of the subject. And maybe there's some further deception coming, you know, along the way.
I mean, if Santelli's in money, I don't deny him that he wants to make money. I mean, it may be just because there's so much controversy now about UFOs and stuff and Danny Sheehan and investigations and stuff that he figured now is the time to move. Because he was offered money before, wasn't he? He was offered to buy all this stuff from him and he basically turned him down. And I guess he figures now's the time to strike.
Well, possibly. I mean, but I personally believe if it was any real reality to this footage, you wouldn't be allowed to keep it. I mean, I always said that that was confiscated, all those original reels. Whether the fact that, you know, they transferred it to video and was able to market it, that's a separate thing. But I can't believe any of those original films or photos would be allowed to be kept, unless, of course, it's for some current running disinformation program, which could be, you know, this could be the early stage of... I think the other thing I needed to say was, I don't know, because Philip posted something which was relevant when Dave Altman posted earlier. He copied me in and Philip as well, and you, I believe. And So he's got a quote from Christopher Green. I don't know if it's a recent one from Philip, he hasn't really replied, but this is what Christopher Green says, and it's referring to Philip. He says, these are far, in regards to the CIA documents that I mentioned, these are far from official CIA documents. My emails being referred to are private, as is the attached private. I have asked often for it to be retracted because these all were written before I learned that I was never finally actually shown anything classified about the autopsy in question. And while years long after I resigned from the CIA in 1985. Also, I have learned the original autopsy film I saw was not original, and further review has convinced me it was not credible. My first impressions I have long since publicly stated were incorrect. I take credit for being mistaken and apologise. You may quote the above, Christopher Green, MD, PhD, FAAFS. And I kind of said to him, Philip hasn't replied, but then that's nothing new. I don't think he likes communicating with me. But he said, I said to him, well, would it be good if he could say how he learned such a thing, as in, you know, how did he learn that it wasn't, wasn't real? And, you know, is he going by the story that, you know, like, you know, Spiros and John Humphreys came out with? So again, it's all, and I'm not sure if that's original, that might be a quote from today. Philip didn't actually say it, or it may be from, you know, maybe a year ago, but I'm not sure if I'd heard that quote before, so it's worth mentioning. Oh, am I still there? Sorry. Someone was ringing through.
Yeah, no problem. So I'll maybe talk to Dave. Agreed to do an interview. We'll get some details from him. And I guess people could follow it on your website. You're gonna have you got contact with Ray?
Yeah, I mean, I've got his email address. I do contact. I mean, I don't really hassle him. I mean, I do get the impression, you know, this is only just my impression, and I'm studying the subject for these last, you know, 30 years or so, is that. I believe that he is obviously closely monitored, and then, you know, I reached out to him. You know, he gave permission eventually to show the alien autopsy, not the actual film, but the movie, the comedy type, black comedy type film they made about it, to be shown at last year's conference, and that kind of fell through when I wasn't able to give my lecture. So we are kind of on like friendly terms. I mean, I'd like to chat to him more. I haven't met him face to face as such, and I mean, it's another thing that I find a bit odd. I mean, Gary seems to have taken over as regards to the sort of publicised, you know, and I always get the impression that, you know, Ray was quite, wasn't happy talking about it. You know, it obviously brought him a lot of hassle over the years, and it seems strange now that he's sort of supposedly putting his toe in the water again about something that, you know, that's not something that he probably enjoys having to talk about, even though he has been on a couple of documentaries. He did a bit on Philip's recent four-part one. He was a couple of clips in there, but I still feel he's quite closely controlled, but I'm happy to reach out if Ray wants to do it. I'd be more than happy. I'd love to talk to Ray, but it's just as I am Gary, but I just wonder if we'll ever get, you know, the straight answer regarding the alien autopsy. But it's all a case
If you happen to get him, Colin, let him know that he doesn't already know if he's trying to sell this for 450 ETH. The market's down right now, and now's the time to buy. And if he's got 2 days left, you know, and the market goes up, that instead of 1.1 million, that's going to be 2, 3, 4 million. I don't know if he's going to relist it if he doesn't sell it, but it would be nice to at least get some feedback on, you know, the supposed CIA confirmation that he refers to, a correspondence, if it is in fact, you know, this email chain that we're all familiar with, or if it's something else.
Yeah. Well, this is it. I mean, that's the crux of the matter, because
Okay.
But I don't, maybe, you know, it's,
Maybe we'll bring you back when we get Dave on here, if you can reach out and see what you can find next day or two. And Dave agreed to come on, and I think he talked to Gary, so we'll maybe do an update on this thing and see where it goes, because if it's only got 2 days to go, I'm sure somebody's going to want to talk about it if they want to sell it.
Yeah, there's an interesting timing, as you say, Grant, you know, happening sort of, was it the 25th today, you know, supposedly announcements maybe next month about things. So if things are hotting up in some ways, you know, where it's going, we don't really know, but it's certainly...
It's an interesting story. You've got a hot story. You've been working on all these years. It's very controversial, and you don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, it definitely is, but there's a lot of smoke there, I'd say, you know, if it's just a hoax, well, you know, you wouldn't... How can you write so much about a hoax, you know, it's like... Well, it's either real or it isn't, but you haven't got all these little things, little side stories to it, and all this other footage. And, you know, when you're going to fake something, you don't usually, you know, you've got to fake a UFO video. It's like, you know, 10 seconds long or something, maybe, or maybe a couple of minutes, but you don't sort of fake a 20 minute alien autopsy. You know, it's not, that's a lot of hard work involved there and a lot of money as well.
Okay, so let's leave it at that, and you dig what you can, and I'll update you with what I get. You were first on the scene here, because this is the first people will have heard about this, and you're the guy to talk to, because you know all the stories, you know all the ins and outs of it. So I appreciate your speaking with me, and I appreciate Jace being on the line there and confirming this sort of thing. So let's give it 24 hours or whatever, and maybe we'll do it again and update people as to what's going on, because I'm sure a lot of people are going to be all over this.
Sure. It'll probably be in the papers as well. I wouldn't be surprised tomorrow here in England somewhere as well. It'll probably be, whether it'll be fun about the Daily Star, I don't know, but that's the sort of thing they kind of run with now. So,
I think the record right now globally for NFTs is, forget the artist name, but, you know, I want to say he sold a $68 million at Christie's, $68 million worth of Ethereum for a digital NFT like that. So, you know, then maybe this thing could take off, and instead of 450, if that's the starting bid, it could go, who knows. So this is really exciting, Colin. Thanks so much, Grant, Colin, for pulling me in. Desta, this is exciting stuff.
Beautiful. Okay, so let me know what you find out. I'll talk to Gary, Dave, and we'll update and maybe do another show in a day or two and bring people up to speed.
That's this week's episode of the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. I'm your host, Grant Cameron, hoping that you will join me for upcoming episodes. Links to my YouTube interviews, books, and my Facebook sites are in the show notes. If you love the podcast or learn something valuable, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, or give a review on today's episode. If you would like a certain paranormal subject dealt with in the future, please let us know. Until next time, watch this space, and thank you so much for listening.